الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى شوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها عن خطاياه. We are still in this chapter of sabr, and that a person should exercise patience, and this is a quality of sabr that a person has to learn and develop within oneself. And if a person has it, then whenever any difficulty, firstly we make dua always to Allah Ta'ala that He saves us from any problems, difficulties, hardships. But if it does come, then if a person had that quality of sabr, he passes through that stage very well, not only for himself and for in this dunya's sake, that he has full control of that situation, but he gets great, great rewards from Allah Ta'ala as well. And if we don't have that, then when a problem comes, a person goes sort of out of his mind. He says things which he shouldn't say. He behaves in a way that he should not behave in, and he doesn't get any reward from Allah, and he just frustrates himself firstly the most, and he becomes upset with himself, and he causes a problem for everyone around him as well. So, and the sabr also, as we had read before, that if a person has that quality, then just when that happens, then a person will be able to make sabr. And if he hasn't got, then if he is reasonably well composed, then over some time he gets used to it and he learns to accept it. But a mu'min who has learned sabr, immediately from the beginning he controls himself and he consoles, in fact, other people, and it's even a difficult situation, but he will be a source of pleasure to others as well. Hazrat Abu Sa'id and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma wa anhum narrate from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't any Muslim, that is a Muslim in the true sense, who has, amongst many other things, developed this quality of sabr also. Ma yusibul Muslim min nasabin, that no fatigue reaches a person. A person becomes exhausted, tired, etc. Wala wasabin, and no illness comes to that person. Wala ham, and no worry comes to that person. Wala hazan, and no grief comes to that person. Wala azan, and any difficulty. Wala gham, and any worry, grief. Hatta shaukatu yushakuha, even just a thorn that pricks him. In other words, just a small little difficulty that also comes to him. Illa kaffarallahu biha an khatayahu, but Allah Ta'ala forgives his sins, or his minor sins which he had committed because of that difficulty that came to him, and consequently he makes sabr, and he hopes for reward from Allah, and he realizes it's from Allah, and in any case I can't do anything about it, it has come from Allah. Like, for example, may Allah protect us all, a person gets involved in an accident which was not his fault in any way whatsoever. So he makes sabr on that. So if he does that, though it was no fault of his, but he made sabr, Allah Ta'ala rewards him for that. And he realizes it's from Allah Ta'ala's side, and I can't do anything about it. Whatever the consequences of that accident might be, what can he do to have saved himself from it? Now, the treatment, etc., that doesn't matter. He can take all the treatment that is required. But he has understood that it has happened from Allah Ta'ala, and he accepts it. Even if people come and visit him and console him, then also he will say, this was meant for me. and I am happy with him. I accept it as such, though he's doing all his treatment also. And on the other hand, a person will be go out of his mind, and he will start swearing that other person, etc. And he will use foul language. He will become angry, and anger is just going to aggravate his own condition also, and a bad condition, he will make it much more worse also. So sabr is a very great quality which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to acquire. And it doesn't just come on its own. A person has to make an effort, his islah, his tarbiyah, in order to acquire this quality. Allah Ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, expiates his sins. That is, Allah forgives his sins. Means that he will not be punished for such sins in the year after. When these difficulties come and a person makes sabr, understands it from Allah, accepts it from Allah Ta'ala, Allah forgives his sins. These sins exclude major sins and those dealing with the rights of fellow human beings. With regard to major sins, proper tawbah is required. And with regard to the rights of other people, a person has to repay them or at least go and ask them for forgiveness for the wrong that he has done them. Like he has taken money from somebody he hasn't repaid, he must go and ask for forgiveness or start repaying that money. Or if he belittled a person, he insulted a person, he backbited about a person, he has to go and ask for forgiveness from that person. This hadith contains glad tidings and consolation for a believer. That is, a person who is not just an ordinary believer, but who has developed this quality within him, who remembers Allah Ta'ala when he experiences any difficulty or inconvenience. Whenever any problem comes, he remembers Allah, in that it is from Allah Ta'ala's side. And it was written for me in my taqdeer. It was meant for me and I accept it, though it's a difficult and hard condition. It goes against my nature and my tabiyyah. But still I accept it that it is from Allah Ta'ala and that Allah will reward me when I will exercise patience on this. Remembering Allah will purify him from sin. If he is also patient and hopeful of a reward for his patience, that is, when the difficulty comes, then two things. He has sabr also, he doesn't go out of his mind, he doesn't say things and does things which he shouldn't be doing. And the other is that he is in that condition also hopeful that Allah Ta'ala will reward me. Not only forgive my sins, but Allah will reward me as well. In contrast, one who reacts to a difficulty with displeasure not only misses the promised reward, whatever the great rewards of Allah are, he misses them also, but is also sometimes liable for punishment also from Allah. Because many times if a person hasn't got that sabr, he will even start fighting with Allah. Some people say also that we even, na'uzubillah, we swore Allah. That why did you bring this condition on me? And some of us might not say it in clear words, but we show our displeasure with Allah. That I am supposed to be a pious person. How can this difficulty come to me? And why did this problem come to me? It wasn't meant for me. How could it come to me? How could I suffer such a condition? And a person starts swearing anyone and blames everyone that he did this because he didn't do that. And he just makes a terrible condition much more worse. Hence, during times of anxiety or grief, one needs to be careful not to utter any such word or phrase that could be blasphemous. Many times a person can even lose his iman in such a condition. He says such things and which are against the very grain of iman. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. So difficulties do come in our lives, we don't ask for them and we make dua, they don't come. But if they do come and we have the quality of patience, we go through that phase quite easily. It can be a death in the family, it can be any other difficult hardship, but if we have patience, then we will be able to cross that bridge very easily. And otherwise, we will cause a lot of problems for ourselves, our health problems also. Our blood pressure will rise, all the hardships, our mental condition becomes terrible, and we become a nuisance to everyone around us as well. And we do things which will make the situation much more worse. So sabr is a great quality which a Muslim must endeavor to work for and acquire it. And when difficulties will come, at that time he will be tested that has he got sabr and how much of sabr has he got. May Allah bless us with this great quality of sabr and all the other righteous qualities which will just make our lives in this world a pleasure and in the year after as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.